Welcome to the annual meeting for Plus Therapeutics, Inc. Our host for today's call is Dr. Marc Hedrick, President and Chief Executive Officer. I will now turn the call over to your host. Dr. Hedrick, you may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to all of you. I am Marc Hedrick, President and CEO of Plus Therapeutics, and I will be acting as chairman of this annual meeting. It is currently 9:01 a.m. Eastern Time on this 14th day of May 2026, and in accordance with the notice of meeting, I hereby call to order this annual meeting of the stockholders of Plus Therapeutics. In this meeting, we will consider the proposals set forth in the company's proxy statement dated March 31, 2026. There will not be a Q&A session for the meeting. If you would like to raise any questions with our team, please reach out to our investor relations contacts listed on our website. After the votes are counted, the meeting will be adjourned. This meeting is held pursuant to the proxy materials, which notice of internet availability was mailed on or about April 2, 2026, to each stockholder of record on March 18, 2026, which indicated how to access the proxy materials on the internet. As of the close of business on the record date, there were 6,862,027 shares of common stock outstanding and entitled to vote. After giving effect to the reverse stock split effective on April 2, 2026, a list of stockholders entitled to vote at this meeting has been available at company headquarters for the past 10 days and is available for examination by any stockholder desiring to do so. Information on how to access the proxy materials, vote, and access the list of stockholders entitled to vote at this meeting may be found in the proxy materials and the notice of internet availability of proxy materials. The proof of mailing of the notice of this meeting will be filed with the minutes of the meeting. Christine Amrine has been appointed to act as Inspector of Elections for this meeting. Christine Amrine is present and has taken an oath of office, which will be filed with the minutes of the meeting. Christine Amrine has advised me that a preliminary count indicates that at least one-third of the shares entitled to vote at this meeting are present via live webcast or represented by proxy, and therefore I declare a quorum is present for the purposes of conducting the business of this meeting. Stockholders of record, as of the record date, who have previously voted by proxy need not cast ballots in the voting today unless they wish to change their votes. If you wish to vote via the internet at this meeting, you will have the opportunity to do so momentarily. If you hold shares in the quote-unquote street name through a bank or broker, you should have had an opportunity to instruct your banker or broker of your vote on the voting instruction form provided by them. Unless you have a legal proxy from your bank or broker, you may not vote your shares or change an existing vote of such shares at this meeting because we do not have evidence of ownership of your shares. In this annual meeting, we will consider proposals 1 through 4 that are set forth in the company's proxy statement dated March 31. We do not expect to bring the fifth proposal outlined in the proxy statement, the adjournment proposal, to the floor at today's annual meeting. Item 1 on the agenda is the proposal to elect 6 members of our board for 1-year terms. Item 2 is a proposal to ratify the appointment of CBIZ CPAs PC as our independent registered public accounting firm for the 2026 fiscal year ending December 31. Item 3 is a proposal to provide a non-binding advisory vote on the compensation of our named executive officers. Item 4 is a proposal to approve the 6th Amendment and restatement of the company's 2020 Stock Incentive Plan, the full text of which resolution is set forth in the proxy statement under the heading Proposal 4, Proposal to Approve the 6th Amendment and Restatement of the 2020 Stock Incentive Plan. There being no other matters presented for action at the annual meeting, I now declare the polls open for voting on proposals 1 through 4. The board recommends that you vote for all the nominees named in Proposal 1 and for each Proposal 2 through 4. All stockholders entitled to vote at this meeting have the ability to do so online. Most of you have already voted by mailing your proxy cards or by voting online or by phone. As a reminder, if you have previously submitted a valid proxy by mail, internet, or phone, or otherwise in advance of this meeting, your shares will be voted accordingly. Please do not vote during this annual meeting unless you want to change or revoke your proxy vote. If you have not submitted a proxy card and wish to vote on these items or wish to revoke a proxy card you have previously signed, you may vote your shares by clicking on the vote link online. At this time, stockholders who have not yet finalized their votes should do so. We will close the polls momentarily. The polls will be closed shortly, so if you have not voted, please do so now. Now that everyone has had the opportunity to vote, I declare the polls for the annual meeting closed as of 9:06 current Eastern Standard Time. That concludes the voting on the proposals. The proxies and the virtual votes will now be counted. The votes are now counted, and the Inspector of Elections has reported that the stockholders have, number one, elected six members of the board, number two, ratified the appointment of CBIZ CPAs P.C., number three, approved the non-binding advisory vote on the compensation of our named executive officers, and four, approved the amendment and restatement of the company's 2020 Stock Incentive Plan. Following confirmation of the preliminary voting results, the voting tabulation report of the Inspector of Elections will be filed with the records of this meeting. Following Christine Amrhein's final tabulation and certification thereof in her capacity as Inspector of Elections, we'll publicly report the final results via Form 8-K that we will file with the Securities and Exchange Commission within four business days after this annual meeting. We will now conclude today's annual meeting. I declare the meeting to be adjourned. Again, I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the stockholders who attended this meeting, as well as those who submitted their proxies but were not able to be present today. Thank you and have a great day.
This now concludes today's call. Thank you for attending and have a pleasant day.